Right now, joining me in the studio is Eli Bentley. He's on this album, Gin Strings. It's their third album, Size of Your Shadow, and it just came out recently in September. Eli, thank you so much for being with us today here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How's the life up the trail now?
It's been good. It's been a real life-changing experience getting out of the cities and getting back to form, back to my roots and songwriting and kind of playing by myself. So
yeah. And you got a winter coming up here. I think even tonight, you know, there might be a little bit of that white stuff coming down.
Yeah,
I hope you're prepared.
That's what I've heard.
Well, let's talk about this new record, Size of Your Shadow. Have you been, was the group kind of really wanting to come out with something new for a while now?
Yeah, our one member of our group, Gavin, is kind of always pumping out songs, so we ended up with enough songs to do another album, and we thought we'd take a little more time on this one, I think it turned out pretty great.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was like such a prolific songwriter. He's listed, I think, on nearly every track.
Yeah, there's actually only one song on this one that I've written. Our guitar player John has his first debut song on our album too that he wrote, and
where did you guys record it?
We did this at a friend's place, kind of a small booth. Basically, we really like tried to keep the sound really tight so we could go in and make everything sonically match, I guess.
Was there something about this one, either like just the way that the songs turned out or the creative process that went into it, that kind of makes it stand out from the other ones from Gin Strings?
Yeah, I think it's a little more rounded off. I think the sonic tone of it is just easier listening, and I think it's also a little more orchestral, and there's a lot of really cool string parts, and just we had a lot of fiddle players come in and do a lot of sit-ins, so it's definitely it's a little bit more songwriting, a little bit more kind of floaty and dreamy sounding, rather than our first album was like pretty aggressive and pretty forward, and the second one we kind of started switching over to this ballads and you know, slower songs, and there's plenty of bluegrass songs on there, but
well, yeah, totally. I was noticing a lot of good harmonies on it, and I know you've been doing that a long time, but they seem to really stick out on this one. So.
Yeah, this one we really challenged ourselves. I think Gavin and myself have really been just doing what we can to use the full power of our vocal range and really make that a resonant part of. I mean, even live performances too. That's a big part of what we do is I mean, really heavy on the vocals. So
Do you still use the one mic on stage with the group and then it all kind of the condenser?
Anytime we can, we do that, because that that is just absolutely so fun. But no, we usually have our own mics just for the sake of the sound guy not having a chaotic feedback problem, and sometimes it lacks a little bass too if we're not plugged in with our instruments. So But I mean, when we can, it's always fun.
You mentioned the string players on this one, and I think there's a new string player with Gin Strings. His name is John. He came up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. John Lane. He just joined the group. He's a really great old timey bike riding. You know, it's been a hoot having him in the band. He's really really turning it around. But and he's just contributed a lot of really really cool unique fiddle parts. His own style. It's nice to work with musicians who just kind of shine their own light that they have, and they're not trying to emulate anyone or, you know.
If you're joining us right now, we're talking to Eli Bentley, and we're talking about the new Gin Strings album, Size of Your Shadow. You mentioned you wrote one of the songs on here. Maybe we can hear a version of that one right now.
Yeah, absolutely. This one's called 45.
Thank you.
out, but a fleeting memory that I forgot. Now I'm stuck here in my head, picturing the gravel on the old farmstead. I miss the yellow moon and the smoke in the sky, and the birds and the deer nestled in the purple and the pine. Every season I lose time to pick up pieces of good things that you just can't let go. And it may come to your surprise. Silver-eyed devil in a silhouette, I saw in a dream, though I'll never forget. But things get strange in a world gets hard. But everyone's got the demons in their own regard. Sometime later when your hair turns white, it ain't quite over and it don't feel right. Trek across lands that you've never been. Don't wait behind a line of the TV and watch the world end. Oh, the way I see it serves you right to carry out your past life, leave the old soul in your heart, just like it was 45. Train to lose your heartache every mile.
45 there from Eli Bentley. You can find that one on the new Gin Strings album, Size of Your Shadow. Came out in September, and he's joining us here today. That song was, it's really stark on this one because there's a lot of jammy stuff like you were mentioning before, and this one just kind of a, it's kind of a killer. So what's the story behind this one?
I think I wrote this after my first niece was born, actually. And I guess that's where that first line comes from. But a lot of times I write songs and they spill out of me, and then I find out, you know, over the months that go by what it actually means. Mm. So a lot of times this might sound weird, but it's kind of like my future self writing a song for me to figure out what's to happen, you know?
Time travel songwriting, I like it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's kind of like the backwards deal. You play banjo and dobro on most of this record. Did you do the guitar and vocals on that one too?
Yeah, I did. I did the guitar on this one. And not that John, of course, is our guitar player. He does it just awesome. But I guess for me, just by myself in the studio to be able to do that was nice.
I think there's a cello on this one in the recorded version as well. Who did that?
I believe that was Matt.
Really?
Yeah, I believe that was our bass player. I regret that I wasn't in the studio as much. I was really in there for my parts and kind of, you stay busy down in the cities, which is nice being up here, getting away from that, but Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Matt that did the cello on there, and it's that, like I said, this album has a lot of really interesting orchestral parts that really kind of define this one from the rest of the albums or the other two. So,
right, that becomes pretty apparent right away. As I think earlier in the show, we heard "Someone to Tell" right off the bat here. So we'll play. I think we'll play that 45, the recorded version, later in the show.
Yeah.
So just so you can get the comparison of that. So you moved up here earlier this year, and you wanted to focus on songwriting. That's what we talked about last time we had you on the air. How has that gone so far?
It's great. I write songs really slowly. I mean, I write them quick when they happen, but to give myself the opportunity for that to happen is kind of the main reason I'm up here, and just to get away. It's been 8 years in the Minneapolis, the metro area, and I grew up on a farm, so that just hasn't been awesome.
Have you found like a spot or a place somewhere in the county that you really feel connected to or you feel more creative in?
You know, I really like being kind of lost in the woods up here. As awesome as it is standing right next to Lake Superior, sometimes the woods get so thick out there that it's dark and you're just by yourself, and you know, there's bears around, there's whatever you got to worry about, but it's so zen out there. It's so peaceful, and it's that's that place that I have to tap into to pull a really good song out of myself, you know.
Zen, but also that sense of danger, maybe that's part of it as well.
Yeah, well, and just kind of being alone too, and having all that space and time and quietness to really like dig way back into the back halls of your mind, you know.
Cool. Have you done I know that you're up at Poplar House. Have you been doing music up there?
Yeah, I've been doing solo sets. They kind of pop up out of nowhere. People are like, "Oh, you never told me about it." It's like, we decided last night I was going to play. So I'm pretty bad about social media too. I don't like being on my phone. I don't even know where my phone is. Which is
more
fine.
Power to you, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been great.
Cool. Do you expect to do more of those coming up, or what else is next for you?
I think I'm going to try and squeeze one more in here in October, and I'll maybe give you guys a call so you can let folks around the county know when I'm playing. But I think I'm going to try and do one more little solo set up at Poplar House. So
cool.
This season, anyway.
Well, I hope that things go really well for you. Is there anything else you want people to know about your music or Size of Your Shadow here?
I think it's available on Spotify now and should be on iTunes soon. So if you want to give it a listen, I'll try and remember to bring some CDs up to you. And if anybody needs one, let me know.
Do you know who did the artwork for it, by the way?
That was our friend Sam Stoffel, and he did the artwork for the previous one as well.
Nice. It's got some vibrant woodsy vibes.
Yeah. It's been he's quite the artist. He's a fun guy to be around too.
Awesome. Well, you can see that when you find it on those streaming services Eli just mentioned. And thanks for coming in, man, and playing that song
for us. Thanks for having me so much.